I don't know if anybody's ever gone through something that, I mean, you know me, I'm not very fearful of things. I mean, nothing really scares me. Raising kids probably was the scariest thing. But I had fear in the hospital, and I was kind of mad at my own daughter for making me go to the hospital. She insisted I go. My son took me, and the day after I was there, I faltered. And what's cool is that from that point, I mean, I had my sister Linda that, you know, she was my encouragement. She said, "It's going to be okay. You're going to be all right." And I know I was, but you know, you know it, but then you look at the circumstances. And what's cool, I was thinking about it, that Satan has closed my vocal cords since August. I haven't been able to. I mean, I've tried to sing. Eric I've tried to sing with him, because we usually have about the same range, thank you. And I couldn't hit some of the notes that I'd always been able to hit. And I mean, I'm singing kind of low right now, and I'm still struggling a little, but what Satan meant to hold me back, I can now sing notes that I hadn't been able to sing since August. So, I mean, that is something that I, all fall, I'm going, "Lord, when am I going to get my vocal cords back? When am I going to be able to sing your praises?" And maybe I wasn't supposed to be up here. There had to be a reason I wasn't up here all this time. But I'm back, and I want to do so much for everyone and I can't wait. I had one day of work last week, and I was exhausted after one class, but I managed to make it through the day. The Lord has blessed me. My husband and I are getting along better. I mean, it's probably been about 15 years since my husband and I have had any kind of conversations, and the Lord has blessed that. So, I mean, there's so much more, but I mean...